Good morning. I am a happy camper this morning. My daffodils are blooming and the grass is getting green, and this is definitely springtime.
And more sunshine will help with that today, but be careful. Freezing temperatures on the weekend.
I know, but this is spring in Indiana.
That's right, and that's in the, and that's what the average temperature is.
It's not particularly unusual.
No, and again, let's give a little round of applause for the groundhog who did us well this year. So he gets his contract renewed for next year. He said spring would come quickly, and he was not joking at the time. So we're excited for all that, and as always, we're excited to talk to Marty. And last week, Margaret asked you specifically about the, is there a new voting center going on? Is there going to be this or that? And you said, we thought that would be the case for the primary, and today's paper looks like that is all shored up and ready to go.
Okay, but it's not quite like a voting center.
Okay.
It's more of the satellite, which is not what had a few years ago been floated about having major voting centers. But these satellite early voting, it is to set up so that there's more than one spot for early voting.
So this is early voting only, not to be confused with precincts or anything else.
Right, and anybody throughout the county can go there to do their early voting, and it's anticipated that there'll be a huge turnout for the primary for early voting, and so they determined that it would be appropriate to have two spots to have early voting. So one will be at the voter registration office, and they're on 7th Street, and that's 7th, right?
Yes, correct.
And then one will be there in the showers building. So, and they're both downtown. Rather than having one out in, in the past, they've had them out further out in locations around, like maybe one in Ellisville, and they would move it around. It appears at this time what it's going to be is it's just going to be two, and they'll both be downtown, and so that there will be access no matter where people are coming from, they can come downtown to vote early. That's the theory.
Then, so if one place is crowded, they just walk across the street instead of having to drive out to the county or some other location. So they're expecting, I'm reading between the lines here, a large turnout because was this needed last election? Talk about how this came about, who thought this was a good idea. The numbers point us in this direction?
Right. They have determined that it certainly looks like we're going to have heavier voting this year, and we always do at a presidential a year. So we just hope that everybody will get out and vote. I'm not a fan of early voting at all. I keep thinking, my goodness, when you talk about what's going on nationally, the people who have voted early and then many things happened afterwards, you wonder if maybe they would have liked to have changed that vote. And I think there's a process in which you could do that here in Indiana, but I like to vote on election day, but for people who like early voting, there's going to be that opportunity.
And the early voting is for the primary and for the general election, correct?
Well, we will have that for both.
Okay, just so people understand, this is for the primary and general election. It is early voting only. During the election day where Marty likes to vote, you must go to your precinct on that day. There is no ifs, ands, or buts around that, correct?
That's the way I like to do it.
Yeah.
It's a good time to go visit with your friends and neighbors, and it's a day of celebration for many of us because we know how important and how honored we are and how very privileged we are to have that right to vote for the candidate of our choice.
Amen.
Right here in the United States of America.
That's exactly right.
So, Marty, how much did this satellite location cost us?
Well, I don't have that number in front of me, but I certainly will find out and let you know. They did decide this at the meeting.
Because, I mean, the last time we were talking about her, Linda Robbins making her own check out secure a location. So
well,
I just
that was that was in order to secure the location. She, for whatever reason, thought that we would have to apply for that location through the rental company just as anybody else would and put dollars with it so the rental company could check us out.
Is this showers building company or county property? Is this we're just
That belongs to the Showers Building, belongs to the county, okay. And the city, of course, has a portion of it. And that parking lot is a few spots belong to the county, some for the city, and so forth. So I think they did have to work out some of the parking area with the city. But what if any dollar amounts are going to be tied to that? I don't have that number.
So,
I mean,
okay.
Because I mean, you're just saying that they're basically using county space. So I'll be a little bit confused if
charging
the county
yourself.
Is pounding for the county.
Well, it's better than using some other place.
But
place, right?
The reason why they had to make sure that they could work that out is because that county space in the Showers Building, if you'll recall, that there was a big push, oh, well, we will rent out part of it and recoup the money to pay for operating expense. So since this has already been set up that there would be someone who would handle the rental and we wouldn't be trying to do our own rentals, that's why there was this confusion about whether or not we could really tie up a space, because we wanted to make sure that it hadn't already been rented out.
Or somebody was thinking about renting it out down the road.
Fair.
Right, because that is also something that has to be decided. And remember, it's county commissioners that's in charge of all county-owned property, so no other entity within the county operations can just assume that they can have the county commissioners' cooperation. But I am grateful that it looks as if they're all going to be working well together.
Well, that's
pretty
that's
nice
that's,
in a sandbox.
That's a very nice thing to do, and for an election, that's great, because that's how it needs to be. I don't think there's any question about that. Margaret, give us the dates, because you have it right in front of you. Give us the dates quickly for early voting. We know it doesn't start until next month.
Right, April 5th through the 8th, and the 11th through the 15th. It's going to be in the central location only, and that will be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., but then when we start having the satellite available, will be on April the 18th through the 22nd.
So the second half of the month, okay.
Right, exactly. The whole second half of the month, we've got an April 23rd date and April 25th through the 29th. April 30th and May the 2nd. So
the good thing, Marty, is every year in every election, we give people plenty of chances to get out. No one can say, I was inconvenienced, there was a snowstorm.
There's no reason not to vote unless you just don't want to.
And
that's okay if you don't.
Right, it's America.
If you don't want to vote, don't vote. But, I mean, don't tell me you can't or that it's too inconvenient. Because
remember this year, because legislation has changed, if you vote a straight ticket and there's any portion of that ballot where there's more than one person, such as the county council, well, there's three people who would be three spots that could be filled for the county council. You push a straight ticket, and that's not going to cover your county council vote. You have to go find that on your ballot.
Really?
And look for it, because otherwise...
I didn't realize that could change like that. Okay.
Well, because what has been happening was, let's say if somebody pulled a straight ticket and then they decided that they get down to the council race and they get to choose three, they might try to flip over and vote now in the...
for different parties and that.
Right, whatever. And so then it just throws out...
You can't vote both ways, right?
It throws out your ballot, so... This was an effort to fix it. There was an effort to try to get rid of the straight ticket altogether.
Which I wish they had. Thank you very much.
Because
now you're gonna have the potential people completely missing that now.
Missing it entirely.
Yep, I agree.
But it will force people to take a look at both sides of the ticket for... It would appear to me, from the way in my head I'm trying to see how it would look on the ballot, but it would make certain that people could see names from both sides of the ticket to choose.
Can people look at the ballot before they go in there, Marty? Is it online somewhere, or will it be online somewhere? So they're with this new system, they're not going to be confused and get a little ahead of the game there. So not in the ballot for 100 years.
They could. But in addition to which, there's going to be an effort to try to make sure the public understands that, and the legislation also allowed for some information to be posted inside the ballot area inside the voting area, so that you would know when you get in there to cast your ballot, here's something new to look for. But the workers, as I understand it, and when you go in there, the people who are working that day to work through the voting system, they're not allowed to really talk to you about this, because that would appear to be, you know, trying to get someone to vote one direction or the other. So people really need to learn about this in advance and be prepared for it. But having to do with what goes on with at the state, the different changes the state has made, one of the things, first of all, we have to be grateful that they're finally through. I'm really, I love our local state legislators, and I'm grateful for the good work that they do. But every time we have the state legislature in session, we're going, okay, now what's going to happen to us back here locally? Because they make decisions there at the state level that comes back to us at the local level, and we just have to deal with it. This time, they determined that one of the things that they're going to do is allow us to have back some of our income taxes. You know, here locally, we all pay an income tax, and that goes up to the state. And then the state holds back a portion of that before they send it back to us to be split up to everybody who gets income tax, all the taxing units. And they've been holding back such a large portion that the state now determined, oh, well, we better release some of that money instead of holding on to all of that money at the state level. But instead of saying, okay, here's back your money that your people have already paid, all your citizens, and it gets to be distributed just as it always would have been, there's going to be a one-time distribution of that excess money to come back. That has to be done as spent in ways that the state tells us we have to spend it. Now, before, remember, our income tax, unless we had put some kind of caveat in there what we had to do with it, that those dollars were spent in any lawful way that the county and the city and others felt it could be used for. Well, this is, they're saying to us, no, if you're a county or a city or a town, 75% of this money that we're sending you back has to be used for roads or aviation. Or we could put it in the rainy day fund and then later spend it on roads and aviation. But it is really trying to force locals to use their income tax
for something they might not need.
Well, everybody needs money for roads. I cannot imagine any.
Well, we just fixed the airport, didn't we?
Right, but I mean, we could certainly use the money for fixing potholes and doing all that. There's major need to have additional highway funds, because there's always a need for more paving dollars or whatever we need here in the county.
Well, you know, paving's kind of infinite. You could just pave forever. I mean, I used to live on the north side of Indianapolis, and they paved 465 continuously. I think they still do that. It's never the construction never stops there. So
well,
if you wanted someone
that,
to pave,
this money,
yeah,
and
you
this
can pave
money,
forever.
This money they're sending back would not be for something like 465. It's all for local roads.
Amen.
So it will... if you're driving along and all
well,
of a sudden
the dumb
your
question
car
is,
hits a pothole
sure.
that just tears your car up, you're going to be wishing you'd had.
So this money doesn't always come back? It's just started to come back? I got lost there.
Well, what we do is, we, as you pay your income tax, it goes up to the state. And the state then sends it back to the counties.
Okay.
Well,
so the state's a collection agency. They put it all together, then they give you your piece of the pie.
Right.
Okay.
But they also hold back a lot of it.
Okay. Now, the dumb question for me, there you go.
Because they have to make an estimate of how much they think you're going to have to distribute, and they hold back a large amount just so that in case they make a mistake on what they estimate they're going to spend, if the money doesn't come in as they think it's going to, they will have some kind of a trust account to keep it even.
Makes sense.
Well, this time they've determined they've been holding way too much in that trust account, and they're going to do this.
Okay, and then you got to you said 75% of it has to go to
roads and aviation.
Why is that? Why can't you just do what you want to do with it? Because it's your money, you're getting it back. They didn't give it to you on time. Why is there a percentage you have to do
because
roads or
airports? Lot of counties aren't putting any money into roads.
They're putting it where
they
put it.
Well, because there's been such a big push from the locals to the state saying we need more money for our roads, and we're tied up to there's no way for us to get this extra money.
They can't raise any more money? Okay, I see what you mean.
And they've said, well, but you've got the option to use your income tax money for that. And so this is with this particular one-time large infusion of money, they're saying you have to use it for your roads. They've also put in place the opportunity. Don't you love the opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a pinata. If you hit it hard enough, it'll spit out some candy.
The new opportunity is to double the wheel tax and the excise tax. Now, we already have a wheel tax, and then it's already a
we want to double it?
And they have said that we can double it. So doesn't mean you have to double it entirely or that you have to do it at all, but that it could happen. And that money is really that what I voted in favor of wheel tax, which, believe me, everybody thinks I'd never vote for an increase in the tax. But years ago, when we increased that many years ago, I did that because I knew that was the money that we used to fill those blasted potholes. And I had people call me routinely saying, look, I've got my car in the shop. It's going to cost me hundreds of dollars because of these big potholes. And, of course, in Indiana, this part of Indiana, we have the freeze and the thaw, and suddenly we have these craters in the middle of all these roads and just not enough money to get to everything. So that's what the wheel tax is for. Now, whether or not there'll be a movement toward it doubling it or just raising it somewhat, we'll wait and see. But I will be surprised if there's not a movement toward doing that, because it's really cheaper in the long run rather than hitting all those holes. And it's not just whether or not you tear your car up, but that causes an accident.
It's preventative medicine. If you don't have if you can patch the holes, you don't have to deal with all that other stuff that goes on.
And remember that normally the money that we have to do all of these things having to do with maintaining our roads and so forth has to do with the gas tax. And so that money that's paid in gas tax, then that gets sent back from the state to the highway departments for us to be able to operate. So if that's not bringing in enough money, and remember why it's being reduced, because it's gas tax does not have to do with how much it costs you to buy the gas. It has to do with so much per every gallon.
Correct.
And so when we have all of these vehicles that no longer use as much in the way of gasoline, then our revenue is not as high as what it needs to be to maintain the roads. So it's all a way of coming together to make
sure. Yeah, if we all left our cars at home, if we all quit drinking, if we all quit smoking, we all quit playing the lottery.
There isn't going to be any tax money.
No, it is. It's going to be a property tax. And that's the key to all of this. Yeah. It's going to come from your property. Yeah. It's going to come from other places. And people need to realize that. I think that's absolutely correct. So we need to pay attention to that. Marty, we've got to not let you go because we don't like you. We need to let you go because we need to get caught up with Joe Smith live from Des Moines here in a few minutes. But when we talk next week, I got a couple of things I want you and Margaret to put on your radar. We're going into an election with the clerk who runs the election is not in the office, so we've got some big shoes to fill to get these going. We've got people on ballots for shifting positions from treasurer to auditor to auditors leaving. We've got this all going on, and we got 7 more, let's see, 9 more months of 2016 to go, so the outlook for that's going to be a little hectic here in county government, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. And I think it's showing in county government. I mean, we have some excellent county government employees.
And a lot of people are running for these offices, too.
Right, but right now this is really a tough time for our employees because every place you look, there's somebody running for an office
sure.
that might very well be their next boss. And so it's a tap dance around, and I love county government, and I love the enthusiasm for people who want to serve, but this is really a tough time for county employees.
Well, everybody hang in there, and yeah, you're right. It's not an easy one when the battle lines are being drawn and sides are being chosen up. It's tough. So I do empathize and sympathize with that. Marty, good job as always. We'll get caught up with you next Wednesday.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.